I would say that that trip around the sun with D6, the comet, I would say that that reduced it at least by 25%, possibly as much as 50%. So the orbit now, as you wait a few days as heat moves out from the sun and astronomers, the amateur astronomers can pick it up in their telescopes, it is going to have an orbit of, I would say, 26,000, maybe down as much as 22,000 years. And of course, it's fully pulled away from the big guy now, so it's no longer a member of the Planet X Nibiru entourage. The whole topic of Planet X has just gotten too crazy, and of course, that's what the people in the government wanted when they set up that Zeta Talk site. They wanted it to be crazy as could be, so that when anybody went to it, they would go, oh my God, these people are nuts. And that's what's been happening. So the equation is Planet X equals nuts. And it's worked, but people are wise to it. I just want to let you know. And it would be nice if they voluntarily took that site down, because nobody believes it anymore. And NASA's just making a bigger fool of themselves than they already are. Okay, so onward. I want to talk about the real Planet X update. And once again, I have personally cleared the entire sky except for what we call the Harrington location in 1991. Robert S. Harrington, Washington Naval Observatory, was the head of NASA's internal Planet X search team. He went to New Zealand in 93 with an 8-inch astrograph to attempt to photograph it, do a blink photography session, and of course that session was never completed, that we know of anyway. The data was certainly not released, and so there is good reason to believe that there was something down there that somebody did not want you to know about. The purpose of that expedition is to complete the Harrington work of 1993. So, like I say, this is very much in-your-face astronomy. There's good reason to believe that there's something there. And like I say, at this point, we will have 4 observation points, 3 in South America, 1 in New Zealand. And with those locations, we'll be able to triangulate on a given night or two of good observation. We'll be able to locate all the objects, all the associated objects, what their orbits are, what their potential paths are, what their arrival time is. And the other big thing we'll be able to determine is how long NASA has known about this and has been keeping it secret. And of course, this show is about, it's not only about Planet X, and I want to make that clear, because I've gotten some criticism that I talk about other topics besides Planet X. There's a huge range of topics involved here, so be patient with the Planet X. I know that's the main point of interest right now, but as information becomes available, I will certainly put it up on the webpage. Also included in my radio shows. But there are so many topics that I have to cover, I have to spread it a little bit thin. But relative to Planet X, now there are 2 stations in operation. One is in New Zealand, one is in Patagonia. There's a possible 3rd station that will be going into operation, and I myself will be going to an undisclosed location in the Southern Hemisphere. That's all I'm going to say right now. To personally do this viewing session, and what I call this is doing the unfinished work of Dr. Harrington. We all know that Harrington in 91 knew exactly where Planet X was. The NASA internal documents are unequivocal. Absolutely no question about it. He knew where to look at this object in 1991. And we also know that that region is where Hale-Bopp, the precursor to the bigger Planet X object, is that the current belief that it was coming out of the Southern hemisphere, somewhere in the region of the constellation Centaurus. Centaurus, like Taurus, but with a CEM in front of it. At any rate, I'm going to be going down there, and this will all be made public. And what I'm finding is that the people who follow me closely, and we all know who they are,